Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about NXT's new Diamond Mine stable, including backstage plans for the group going forward.
An update on Kevin Owens taking a little break from WWE.
WWE planning on giving some serious focus to their cruiserweight division.
And if you're wondering where Damian Priest has been for the last few weeks, I'll let you know. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right, let's kick things off by talking a little bit about last night's episode of NXT, the highlight of which, or the biggest story of which, was the debut of the Diamond Mine. So this follows, what, like 2 months of MMA-style vignettes, people fighting up in gyms and MMA stuff. There was MMA stuff in the vignettes. But generally, WWE did a very good job of keeping key details close to the chest. Not a whole lot got out about this group before it finally debuted. So it was a big surprise last night when it was Malcolm Bivens, it was Roderick Strong, it was Tyler Rust, and it was the debuting Hideki Suzuki. They closed the show. Kushida had just wrestled Kyle O'Reilly in the main event. Adam Cole brawled Kyle to the back. Out came the Diamond Mine, beat these guys, beat Kushida up, battered him around the place, and then Malcolm Bivens got the microphone and said, "This is Diamond Mine." So there you go, that's your stable. We're moving forward with that group. Roderick Strong, of course, did the I Quit NXT angle in April, but he's back now. Exciting stuff indeed. We've got a report here from Fightful Select on just, you know, providing some more details on this stable and everything else. The points in this ties in with my next story, so I'll leave that one for now. But this was apparently months in the making, the Diamond Mine. The plans even predate the Roderick Strong quitting angle. And apparently, WWE actually planned on debuting this on an earlier episode of NXT, but it was moved off from there so that they could be given center stage, basically, so that they could be the spotlight as they were on last night's show. Now, there were rumors of Tessa Blanchard in all of this and Parker Boudreau as well. Apparently, that was all fan speculation, nothing to that. WWE had not considered them. However, they had considered some other unnamed members. So, Adam Wilborn, tell me what you think of Diamond Mine.
I love this. I really enjoy NXT at the moment, and I think this is a fantastic addition. Strong, Suzuki, Jack Simon Pegg with long hair, and Malcolm Bivens is the mouthpiece. That's all I can see when I see Tyler Rust. I do apologise. But yeah, a really exciting development. I mean, I keep saying this every week, it seems. Ever since NXT's moved to Tuesdays, it has come on leaps and bounds. Great to see Roderick Strong back on TV, of course. Mm-hmm. I think he was a real loss, but understandable in storyline why he left. And just, yeah, got Great American Bash in a couple of weeks. I think NXT's knocking out of the park at the moment.
Yeah, it's becoming like a really fresh show because they've just introduced a bunch of new exciting things seemingly week after week after week. There's a new face here doing something cool. Oh, there's a new stable. Oh, this is really nice. What are Hit Row doing over here? It's like one of the issues, I think, with NXT for a lot of people was that at certain levels on the card, you know, it's the same people doing similar things over and over and over. And they're obviously very, very talented performers. There wasn't a lot of refreshing going on in there. You know, people are staying in well, it's not really developmental anymore, is it? They're staying on the brand for a lot longer. They're not really being cycled up to the main roster like they used to. But now, there's all kinds of exciting things happening. For me, the show is a lot more interesting because we have stables like Diamond Mine and wrestlers like Zoe Stark coming in and making an impact and everything else. It's a good time to be watching that particular show. It's so much better now that it's not going head-to-head with Dynamite. I wish they'd just done this all along. But here we are. I like the Diamond Mine as well. I'm particularly excited to see what Hideki Suzuki, of all people, can do on WWE television. And good to see Malcolm Bivens back. The most underutilized guy in the whole company for me.
And what on earth is that battery charging thing they're now starting to emphasize? There's so many different things going on all at the same time. I love it. But let's move on and talk about Kevin Owens. We heard reports he was going to be taking a little break from WWE, or he said himself he needs a little break after that match with Sami Zayn at Hell in a Cell on Sunday. Some people were reporting and claiming and speculating it was down to an injury. He sold a wrist injury during that match. But Dave Meltzer has reported on the latest episode of Wrestling Observer Radio that he's taking time off just storyline reasons. I think basically that whole thing with Sami Zayn, you know, is weird and back and forth and 50-50, let's be honest, as it was. It was kind of done and dusted. And he's been obviously insanely busy throughout 2021, being involved in the title picture on SmackDown. He's taking time off. They haven't got anything for him. He's probably a little bit banged up anyway with what he's been going through. But normalize this sort of thing. Days off is not a flex. Take some time off, guys, if you need it. Rest is good. Just chilling out, sitting on your arse and eating custard creams really is sometimes the best thing to do. And I always say this when people legitimately get injured. I'm just going to parrot it again now. Sometimes it's good if you go away because you make me miss you. And then when you come back, I'm more excited to see you, Andy.
Yeah, cycle people in and out. Yeah. Let them take some breaks, let them heal up, let them do everything else, come back fresh, revitalized and everything else. And look, if anyone has deserved a break in WWE, it's Kevin Owens. He takes like a crazy back bump to the outside every time he wrestles. He puts his body on the line for our entertainment every single time out. He's great, he's awesome, he's a hard worker, and I'm looking forward to seeing him coming back. Hope he enjoys his time off. Yeah, sis, watch you some TV, you know, eat some custard creams like you said.
Do they have custard creams in America, Andy? I don't know.
If they don't, I'm going to find Kevin Owens' address and ship some out to him because that man deserves a delicious custard cream, maybe a bourbon as well.
Now,
speaking of biscuits, I don't know, the Cruiserweight division, they like biscuits. That's going to get some focus, some increased focus in NXT. This is a report here from Fightful Select. Part of this new focus was the Kyle O'Reilly versus Kushida match last night, which was, of course, a non-title match, but Kushida is the NXT Cruiserweight champion. Part of this as well is, I almost said Hit Row, I'm getting my stables mixed up, Diamond Mine. You know, their involvement, their big debut and everything else. But generally speaking, the 205-pound scene is going to be a more prominent part of programming. By the sounds of things, there's going to be more storylines. There's going to be some bigger names involved. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff indeed. Now, it's not like we're sitting here and going, hey, 205 Live is suddenly going to be put in SmackDown's time slot on Fox or anything like that. But there's a lot of extremely talented people in that division. Kushida, the entire Legado del Fantasma group. I mean, like, pretty much half the roster is probably under 205 pounds, right? So you can throw any name out there. But I think this is cool. It's exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing them doing some interesting things with people who aren't always focused, maybe at the same level as some of the other people.
Yeah, fantastic news this. The storylines may have been iffy a few months back, but I've always thought the Cruiserweight scene on NXT has been brilliant. Santos Escobar, and of course Kushida as champion. His open challenges are great. His match with Kyle O'Reilly was really enjoyable last night. And more focus, more guys that are often, you know, you see people tweeting about them and saying, you need to catch this match or this match or whatever it is. Great news. This is the perfect place for it. Great. More of this sort of thing. Really easy
Very
to do.
Good.
Seems so straightforward, but yeah, glad to see WWE acknowledging it and going to do with more with that in the future. Let's conclude today by talking about Damian Priest. We were speculating on him yesterday, thinking, why on earth isn't he in Money in the Bank? And there were earlier reports from Wrestling Observer Radio that he's out with a back injury. Well, now, according to Fightful Select, no crap, just sap, there is developments on that, claiming that that is not the case. He's not suffering from a back injury. He can even be back on TV as soon as next week on Monday Night Raw. The report from Fightful claims that he has been healing up for the past few weeks, but he's been unavailable due to other undisclosed reasons. We last saw him in mid-May on Raw off the back of that bollocks lumberjack match. He is someone you can tell WWE and the most important person in WWE really quite likes. He was an early contender for me for Money in the Bank, but that may not be the case anymore. Yeah. But certainly, they've got some big plans for Damian Priest.
Yeah, interesting situation here. Obviously, Dave Meltzer has been informed of a back injury, or just assumed that's why he's out, and Sean Ross Sapp has been informed differently. I like Damian Priest a lot. I really enjoyed the Bad Bunny storyline. We spoke highly of that constantly, didn't we? Every single day, defending it from people who don't want rappers in wrestling, which is understandable. Everyone has different tastes. But I'm looking forward to seeing him back on television. The thing about Damian Priest, he's getting up there in years. I think he's 39 already, and he wrestles quite a punishing, hard-hitting style. So we've always said with him, if you want to push him, you kind of have to do it now. So here's hoping that when he does come back, they just strap a rocket to him and do something fun. Don't fanny around on the undercard. Let's do something big right off the bat.
Yeah, you need to freshen that title picture up, and he'd be the perfect person for it, in my opinion. And like you say, there's no time like the present, although WWE doesn't half like to faff about sometimes with their talents. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Frank Lee Salinas, who says, should NXT think about turning the Way babyface after the fan support Johnny Gargano received against Pete Dunne and Oney Lorcan last night?
Yeah, so I think that they're going to have to turn at least one of their stables face, right? Because there's a lot. I'm not one of these, oh, the brand has too many stables people, which was a complaint for AEW recently and is now a complaint for NXT as well. I don't buy into that stuff. Nope. But you look at these stables, right? You've got The Way, you've got Legado, you've got Tian Sha, you've got Diamond Mine, you've got Hit Row. They're all heels. Yeah. All of these are heel groups. So for a bit of balance, you do need to turn one of them. I think The Way is a good candidate because they're just so entertaining. And when crowds properly come back, I think they'll be like, hey, look at how fun Johnny Gargano is at this gimmick. Yeah. And that maybe you should turn it back around. I think that's a good shout, and I think they're the best candidate for it.
Especially with the Index romantic storyline going on as well, as weird as that is. I really like that across the board. I think they're all really talented. I think Austin Theory has really thrived as part of this stable as well. My only other suggestion was be to form a stable. We keep speculating about this on the NXT podcast. Put Cameron Grimes with Ever-Rise and make the greatest stable of all time, I think.
Banter Rise, more like.
Hey? Oh, God, I love those boys. Ever-Rise do great. Indeed rule. But let us know what you think in the comment section down below. We'll move on to Wow Hunter. Second question of the day. Say, morning, gents. What do you think of the odds that Drew wins the three-way on Monday and goes on to win Money in the Bank? I feel like this will be WWE's way of getting Drew and Bobby round 248.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could absolutely see them doing that. It's just a very WWE way of programming, isn't it? Slotting him back in. And I think if they did do it with Drew, he would do the whole naming his time and place to cash in. Like, I'll see you on Monday, I'm going to cash in on you. The honourable way of doing things. I could definitely see them doing that. However, we got to will Sami Zayn into existence here, haven't we? We got to do that. I think that'd be awesome.
Sami Zayn should win Money in the Bank, and I think I can tell you what's going to happen on Monday. Is it AJ Styles, the third man in that three-way, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Tag team bollocks with him. That can just take him out of it. He can maybe just get taken out of it or distracted with Big Jordan and all that. And I think the signs were all there. Jinder Mahal wants in Money in the Bank. He's going to attack Drew McIntyre to start that feud. He's not going to be in Money in the Bank. Randy Orton is, so they can have the Orton Riddle sort of thing. But yes, just let Sami Zayn win it because it makes the most sense. But yeah, I could also see WWE saying, aha! He said he can't challenge for it, but he can crush in for it. So yeah, who would knows? Final question today comes from birthday girl Angela Dawn. Happy birthday, Angela. Thank you for your question. Angela writes, hello, friends. Today is my 31st birthday. I share a birthday with Jessica McKay and Brandy Rhodes. Happy birthday, Jessica and Brandy as well. But which wrestlers do you share a birthday with? So we've done something a little bit interesting here. I've looked up the wrestlers that Andy shares a birthday with, and he's looked up mine. Who wants to go first, Andy?
I'll peel yours out to start. Why not? You got Zach Gibson. Interesting.
Yes.
One of your favourites.
To be sharing a birthday with me. Good.
You've got someone who's doing a little bit less well than Zach Gibson at the moment. Shayna Baszler.
Yeah. That explains my massive affection for her as well.
There you go. And you've also got Sable, of course. So there you go. What a trio that is.
That is quite the list. I've got to say, not quite the same level of names for you, Andy, unfortunately. You've got Nina Samuels, of course, from NXT UK. You've got, I'm going to butcher this, Baron Von Raschke.
Raschke, yes. Delighted to share my birthday with a guy who wore a Nazi gimmick. Cool.
And Mongo. So you win.
Yeah, Mongo. I love Mongo, and all the best to him in his battle with ALS, obviously. Terrible situation there. But look, Baron Von Raschke was like 50 years ago. I'm not making a big fuss. Don't be weird in the comments, please. Jesus.
Let us know in the comments who you share a birthday with. And finally, just to let you know, there's a new Twitter feed you need to be following. It's Taz Vibes to Song. I can't get enough of it. Go and follow it. I don't know if they're going to see this. If they do, I'll request anything Daft Punk related. Aerodynamic, for example. What do you want to see, Andy? You're more musically knowledgeable than I am.
Butt rock. Any butt rock at all. Creed, Stained, Disturbed, any of that stuff where the singer's going, yeah, anything like that. Any song you pick, wonderful Twitter account, and I will love it. Be awesome.
My particular favourite recently was, of course, Baltimora featuring Taz.
Yes.
Taz Vibes to Songs on Twitter. Go and follow him. It really will brighten up your day. And let us know your thoughts on that and what songs you want to see Taz vibing to and everything we've discussed in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daily Boys sitting down to review NXT later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray, and the H today was going to be, hey, happy birthday, Brandy Rhodes, but we've already said it, and I'm going to say it again, because that's what I do.
Yes, happy birthday, Angela, Jessica, and of course, to Angela Dawn as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, but for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.